I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News update for Friday, September 16th. A large new apartment complex has been approved for West Quincy. The planning board this week approved a seven-story, 345-unit apartment complex for 269 Center Street at the corner of Intervale and Vernon Streets. Atlantic Development of Hingham will create the new transit-oriented development that will also include two stories of above-ground parking with 415 parking spaces. The building will sit on an almost 121,000 square foot lot. One person was being treated for serious stab wounds after an incident in Quincy yesterday. Police say a person was stabbed on Pierce Street in North Quincy just after 1 p.m. The incident took place near Quincy Catholic Academy, but officials say there was no threat to students. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. No arrests have been reported. The MBTA says portions of the Red Line will be shut down for maintenance next month. On October 1st and 2nd, buses will replace trains between the JFK and Broadway stations. And October 3rd through the 6th, buses will replace trains between JFK and Ashmont. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association and Montclair Wollaston Neighborhood Association are hosting a movie night and bubble party today at Safford Park on Beale Street. The party starts at 5:30 with music, games, and bubbles, followed by the movie Encanto at 7:15. Snacks will be provided. The Friends of Wollaston Beach and Save the Harbor, Save the Bay invite people to participate in Coast Sweep tomorrow by cleaning up Wollaston Beach in Quincy. Volunteers are asked to gather from 10 a.m. to noon right next to the Wollaston Yacht Club for the annual beach cleaning. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News update for Friday, September 16th.